neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's a requirement to start Chodesh Nisan. So this Parah Aduma actually is a remedy for Tumat Met. It's the most severe impurity that could take place. So then process that had to go through to burn the completely red cow. As you know, the tenth one is ready to come. Is that a shame make a efra para? And then it has to be burned by cedar tree, piece of cedar tree wood, and ezov, zofa, hyssop. And then mixed with water, then the efer hapara, then through the process of the third day, seventh day, it will cause that the impure person through this become pure. So now, unfortunately, this halakha is not practical. So if we are commanded to listen to this parasha, to get ready for Chodesh Nisan, so it has some practicality in it, has some message in it. So this subject has been resembled to reddish attitude. It's called Ga'ava. So now to burn the red cow, because red color is used for to attract attention. Like the stop sign, you stop sometimes. if nobody is looking at you. Or the red light. But usually get away with the orange one. So now here we have to burn this reddish attitude, the cedar tree and the ezov. Why? Because this is the what is called fixing, the tikkun of the golden calf. So what happened that moment that this is going to fix it? See, it sounds like they had gava, so now we have to fix the gava. So what type of gava they had then? Do you understand? The Parah Aduma came about to fix the Chet Ha'Egel. So now what did they do on Chet Ha'Egel? That would consider as a Gava.
They rushed.
Rushing is a Gava.
Themselves, they decided to change the leader.
So they decided to appoint a replacement.
They didn't say what happened to Moshe. They were only thinking about themselves.
They didn't care about Moshe.
Yeah, they should have said, what happened? Let's go look for him.
But they noticed that, or they were forced to believe that he's not alive anymore, because Satan showed them the coffin of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. So let's say you don't have a leader. That's a problem. You have Hashem, Chazal Baruch. Is that good enough?
No, they were looking for an intermediary to connect them to Hashem.
So why can't you connect directly? It's not possible? Yeah? What do we do at this moment, past 2,000 years?
We don't have strong connection to Hashem. We just doubt.
But we're going on, no?
If you don't have a leader, it means you know everything yourself. Not good.
So we had non-kosher leaders too.
Huh?
We have had non-kosher leaders too.
We still have.
So now at that moment, they could have just go on, no?
Not in those circumstances that they came.
Why? What's the problem? No, he was, I mean, according to them, they filling the vacuum for 6 hours. That's what they miscalculated. So you cannot go on after 6 hours? No? Why? What's the problem? After 6 hours, they say this is a deadline, so you have to find a replacement. So go on, you know, what's the problem?
Up to this moment,
the strange thing here is, even though that he was around, they always give him a headache. So now, they say he's not there. Why? You need somebody to give the headache to?
Like a father. Fathers give the children headaches, they say, but they need them.
So, So you can be in touch with Ribono Shel Olam directly. No, but the point of matter here is, so before we start Chodesh Geulah, so we have to learn this parasha. Why? Because this reddish attitude, that means you like to do your own things. You don't care about what's going on. You're busy with your own things. That's what you feel it should be done. There's a very interesting Mishnah that where is the most holy place on earth? The holiest place on earth? Where is it? Were you prejudiced? The most holy country.
Eretz
Yisrael. How do you know that?
We just heard about.
How do you know? Where is the most proper wanted property on earth? The most wanted. Eretz Yisrael. So that's simple. So everybody wants it. So now, Eretz Yisrael is the holiest place, country. And where is the holiest city?
Yerushalayim.
And where is the holiest place? Beit HaMikdash. And where is the holiest?
Kodesh
Kodeshim. Again, the most holy, you said it was Eretz Yisrael, and then the city, Yerushalayim, place, Beit HaMikdash. And the most holiest place on earth is? Isn't that interesting? You know, the more holy becomes, the size becomes smaller, no?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very, very interesting.
Does it have no
Yahweh? The smaller it becomes holier. It's very interesting. So that means if one be able to minimize himself, makes himself small, according to this formula, that means he becomes holier. Yeah. You know, it's very interesting. What's the difference between big object and small objects? What's the difference?
Take less room.
Take less room, and what else?
Can be seen less.
Can be seen. So, what else? Do people stumble on the big objects or small objects?
Big
one. So that means if you feel big, that means everybody stumbling on you. But if you become small, then they pass. So now, if you feel that everybody bothers you, everybody aggravates you, everybody makes you angry, that means you feel you are
big.
Capital B. Yeah. So now here, it's a very, very simple formula, that if you don't want people aggravate you, bother you, make you angry, there's only one solution, is?
Become small.
Become small. See how easy it is? It's time to a lot of psychologists, bills. So now here, Parah Adumah, is the remedy for Chet Ha'Egel, because that's what they thought. You know, let's become big. Now we have to find a replacement right away, because they had such a reddish attitude. They felt, without a leader, it's meaningless. So now here, Parah Adumah comes about that you have to burn it completely. Harambam Zatzal in Hilchot Deot brings every midah is negotiable. He brings an example in Mishnah that let's say you have one of those springs. Like let's say somebody is angry. So now, how do you make it straight? If he went all the way to the other end, you have to pull it the other side, and then when you let it go, it stands in the middle. He says everything you can like work on 70, 60, 65. The only thing that he cannot negotiate with is Gaaba. He has to come, this is his word, Qatzeh Aharon. You have to bring it down to the end. You cannot say, oh, a little bit, is this okay? And that's what exactly the whole remedy is all about. You have to burn it all the way. You make ashes. Why? Because it's destructive. It destroys, it breaks the relationship, It caused pain for other people. You have to burn it all the way, completely. You have to learn, Chas v'Shalom, it would not become stumbling block to other people. Make yourself small. Then you can live, and other people will be able to live with you. שיהיה זכותו מרן עלינו ונזכה בישועות.
כהל הנשמות, הלל כהללוקו, כהל הנשמות שלי. כהל הנשמות, הלל כהללוקו, כהל הנשמות שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.